Bank of Cardiff's. Jeremiah, how can I help you?
Hey, Jeremiah, this is Jimmy. How are you?
Hey, Jimmy, I'm good. How are you?
Hey, good. Angie said she talked to you or something. So I guess I got a question for you guys.
Sure.
We're unfamiliar with. So on her credit report, did you pull it because she's the 100% owner? Is that the reason?
That's correct.
So if we changed ownership, would that make a difference?
It would make a huge difference if you changed ownership.
How about percentage?
Percentage, that's a good question. You know, but with equipment, we can sometimes run it as a cosigner.
Okay, did you guys even pull my credit at all?
No, we did not, because you weren't part of the ownership.
Okay.
Did you want me to do that?
Well, that's exactly kind of what I told her. I said they probably didn't pull my credit report, because she said she put me on the name.
She did. She absolutely did. But we didn't have your signature, so I can't do it unless I get the okay from you.
Okay, and then that's kind of what we thought. It was that's what I thought anyway, is because she's sole owner of it, so I figured it's probably why they didn't even pull my credit.
Yeah. But I tell you what, let me do that. Do you want me to pull that? Is there any way you could sign? Can you fill out the equipment one that I send to her with just your information? You don't have to put any of her information. And sign it and send it to me?
Yeah, so just basically sign a blank one, basically?
Basically.
Information, right?
Right, and then if you could, just put your name and a little bit of personal info on there and your social. And then send that to me, and then I can run it. I got your address and everything else.
Okay, and can you send that to my email then? The J.
Absolutely.
Lemming.
Yeah. What's the email again?
It's JLEMMING. And I don't even know if that, and I'm not even sure if that's going to help or not. It sounds like, she's kind of having a. a little dispute with the credit score as far as what you pulled and what she pulled.
I know. It usually is different, too, every single time. But I sent it to her. I wanted to give her a copy of it and let her know what was going on. So I got JLEMMING. I didn't catch the last part. At what?
No, it's JLEMMING 1968.
1968.
At Yahoo.
Yahoo. Okay, I'll send that app over right now.
Okay, and then would I just be like a cosignee for her? Is that the way that works?
Basically, yeah, that's exactly how it works.
Okay, and I don't even know if mine's strong enough. You know what I mean? I know mine's in the sixes. I know that for a fact.
Well, the big thing was the past due on hers. That was the big thing. That's why. I mean, even the number sometimes I can work with, but the fact that she had so much past due, there's nothing I can do as far as on equipment.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That was what's hurting.
And she was a little perturbed about that. She doesn't understand what's past due, but I guess she'll figure it out.
Yeah, it has it on there. It states what's past due on there. So I would have her like call them and have them figure it out and have them take it off.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I shouldn't have anything past due. Obviously, I've been kind of in rebuild mode myself for the last 7 years, so there's probably some funky stuff on there. But as far as past due, there shouldn't be nothing, and I know that I'm in the 600s.
Okay. Yeah, no, that should definitely help out. I will send that application over to you. Let me make sure I have the right email. JLEMMING 1968 at yahoo.com?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me send this over. I'll send it over in about 1 minute.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, Jimmy.
Okay. See ya.
All right. Bye.
Bye.